You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
You're going to need something to protect you on that bike anyway. Why not a disguise? Be Captain America, Steve.
This is Reb Brown, Captain America at the Flopcast. Take care.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 220.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes. Hello, Cornflake.
Oh my goodness. Hi, Kevin.
We have a few things to get through today, so let's jump right into today's Flopcast. How about National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
This one occurs on the last Friday of July every year.
Okay.
So tell me, how do you feel about elevators?
I feel okay about them.
Friday, July 29th is a day that you will not be okay with elevators. So mostly, I have chosen National Whatever Day this week as a warning to you.
Yes.
Because I saw this and I said, Kevin needs to know about this. Maybe other people will enjoy it, but I don't see Kevin liking this very much. He's going to want to avoid elevators because...
All right. So something weird will be happening in elevators on this day, correct?
Yes. It's National Talk in an Elevator Day.
Oh. Now, is anyone really going to do this, though?
I was gonna.
Yeah? No, I don't say that to dissuade you. Okay. By all means, do it. Do you have cause to be in an elevator on this day?
I would have to go out of my way to be in an elevator on Friday, July 29th.
But it sounds like that's just what you're going to do.
I could do it.
Yeah.
And I could talk to somebody in an elevator.
And what will you talk about?
Let's pretend.
Let's give this a... We gotta give you a trial run right now.
Okay.
All right, so for this trial run... I will be a miserable, grumpy businessman, and you will be you.
Okay.
All right.
So
let's try this.
Let's say you're already in the elevator.
I'm already on.
And
you get on. What floor are we on?
We're on the first floor.
I need that for my character.
Okay.
Okay.
We're on the first floor. You need to get to the 11th floor.
I was just going to say I'm going to 11.
All right.
Yeah.
And I need to get to the 7th floor, so that means there's going to be at least one stop. So now you're really irritated.
Right. I'm angry that you got on, and now you're slowing down my ride to the 11th
floor. The 11th floor. Lucky for you, nobody else has gotten on the elevator.
It's so just this is you not, and me.
This is not super awkward.
You're going to 7. I'm going to 11.
Right.
I've got my thermos of coffee. I've got my Wall Street Journal. And I'm just really not looking to talk to anybody.
Right.
Okay.
Hey there, sir. Well, I know you look kind of busy right now, but do you listen to podcasts at all?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you ever listen to podcasts?
Well, I don't know what that is.
That's okay. Here, take this business card. It's for the Flopcast.
This says Turkey Stark.
Uh-huh.
Is that your name?
Yes. Sorry, this is where I get off.
Oh, please do. And scene.
Yep.
Okay. All right, that was pretty good.
I would have liked to have seen you try that.
See, that's not
pretty good.
That's what you've got to be prepared for.
Right.
I'm trying to give you genuine practice in how this is going to go.
And did I hesitate at all?
You were good. You were cheerful. You were looking to push the podcast.
It was an elevator pitch.
It really was. I think we just made a new listener.
Yes.
Out of my character who doesn't really exist. All right, let's try this again.
If for no other reason he wants to know whether or not my name is really Turkey Stark.
Yes. See how I turned that into a Turkey Stark card right there in the moment.
That's
what they call improvisation.
Right.
All right. Take two.
Okay.
All right. This time I will be you.
Okay.
And who are you? Who are you going to be?
That's the thing. I'm so into being Cornflake, I don't really know who else to be.
Yeah.
But I think I will be a rabid weasel.
You'll be a rabid weasel. Okay.
Right. You be me.
Just foaming at the mouth and climbing all over the elevator.
Yes.
You could drop down from the ceiling, perhaps.
At any time.
Okay. Here we go. Hi there, crazy rabid weasel. Ever been on an elevator before? You know, it's talk on an elevator day, and I was a little nervous about actually trying this, but I feel like you and I can really relate to each other. I think you actually pierced the skin on that last desperate chomp into my arm. And I'm hoping there's a hospital on one of these floors that we're racing towards. I feel like we've really made a connection here in the elevator. I think this is a... Wow, this is a tall building. And I've lost so much blood at this point that this has really become a dangerous, tragic situation. All right, now the door's open. 57 more weasels get on. And scene. All right, so it's going to go one of two ways on Talk on an Elevator Day.
I'm impressed with your cornflake improvisational skills.
Yeah.
It might be because you spend so much time talking to me that you make an adequate cornflake.
Somewhere in there, I think I forgot that I was you and I started being me again.
Oh, that can happen when you're attacked by a rabid weasel.
Okay. And people wonder why they wouldn't let us into the groundlings, right? And,
right.
There you go, folks. There's your answer. All right, so what day is this?
Friday, July 29th.
Yes.
Talk in an elevator day. And hopefully your experiences go better than all of ours.
All right, talk like a rabid weasel day. Coming around again.
In an elevator.
Meanwhile, what have you and I been up to? We went out together.
Yeah, we
did. Last week, remember?
We had fun. The mayor came too.
It was me, it was you, it was the mayor of Chickentown. It was Andrea, our friend. You've hung out with Andrea several times now.
Yes, and I get a nice big hug from Andrea when I saw her. That made me so happy.
From the comedy studio. And Andrea's friend Linda joined us also. So we were all back at Oberon, the club called Oberon in Harvard Square, to see another wacky burlesque show featuring a concert by our friend Nikki Luparelli.
And her band.
And the Gold Diggers.
Yes.
I've seen Nikki do this show once before, a couple of years ago, but this is a show that she calls Strip Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Led Zeppelin-themed burlesque show.
And I had a confession to make, I believe, about halfway through the show. I told you that I'm not actually a Led Zeppelin fan.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan either. I like a bunch of their stuff. I can appreciate them.
I hardly qualify as a fan. However, yeah. I had a theory...
Yes.
That I would like the songs better if Nikki Luparelli sang them.
Yeah, that's a strong theory.
Yes. And it turns out, I do like them much better. Sorry, Robert Plant. But Nikki's vocals, awesome. Awesome on those songs.
And Zeppelin was a little before our time, since I kind of grew up on wussy pop of the 80s, so I didn't really hear much Zeppelin. The heaviest stuff I heard was like REO Speedwagon. I didn't hear too much Zeppelin.
It is very interesting to hear that described as heavy.
Well, we're grading on a curve right now.
Yes, we are.
We're comparing REO Speedwagon to Men at Work and Air Supply. I was not really exposed to a lot of Zeppelin as a kid until like high school dances where they play Stairway, you know, at the end, that kind of thing. But yeah, this was, it was Nikki and the Gold Diggers, but they were also surrounded by all those burlesque dancers again.
Yes.
Many of whom you saw last time we went to this, right? A lot of the same dancers were there.
Many.
From the Lipstick Criminals.
Yes.
They're the best. And some other special guest performers also were there. What about that girl up on the hoop thing?
Yeah, you're going to, like, chicken me if I say her name. Oh, up on the hoop.
The one up on the
hoop.
Okay,
so not to be confused with Get the Chicken Ready. Not to be confused with Tara.
Right.
Who had a glowing hula hoop.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Yes.
You're talking about Miss Fonda Feeling.
Fonda Feeling was... flipping around on a hoop way up in the air.
Right.
It was crazy.
There was a hoop suspended from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And she was doing all sorts of acrobatics.
Yes. I've seen her do that before. It's pretty crazy. Then there was a dude there, remember?
Jack Silver.
That guy was insane.
How could I forget?
He was just like climbing on a rope, sort of.
Yes. It looked like a really long curtain suspended from the ceiling to the floor.
He was just like climbing and flipping around on a giant curtain.
Yes.
That was insane.
I would have slid right down that. I don't know about you. I would have spent all my time at the bottom of that had I tried to do that.
Well, I was kind of flashing back to, like, circa fourth grade, fifth grade. We had the ropes to climb in gym class.
Yeah.
And they never taught you how to climb a rope.
They just
everybody line up and climb the rope.
Right.
And some kids knew how to do it and would just go flying up to the top, to the ceiling. And then there was me. And maybe that's why I'm not invited these days to perform as part of Strip Zeppelin.
But Jack Silver was.
Yeah.
So I got to hand it to Jack Silver and Miss Fonda Feeling.
Yeah, they were insane. Yeah, crazy fun night. Well, there was the girl that was dressed like the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
As well. Galadriel, the elf from the Lord of the Rings. She came out on stage a few times to remind everyone. A lot of Led Zeppelin songs, or at least a couple, actually refer to the Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Those guys were way into the Lord of the Rings. So this elf kept running on stage to remind everybody.
The elf also had to run on stage to remind people to not photograph the performers because there were professional photographers there. But I have a theory.
Yeah.
The Strip Zeppelin show we went to go see was on the same weekend that Pokemon Go broke.
Uh-huh.
So I have a feeling that some people had the cameras out not to take pictures of the artists because they were actually catching Pokemon.
I don't think that's what they were taking pictures of at all.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. So another silly evening. As we continue to corrupt you with all these evenings of strippers and booze and whatnot.
Oh, I loved it. And I loved where we were sitting right toward the front.
Yes.
I think each of us caught clothing at least once.
Oh, yeah. I think
you had something thrown at your face.
I think that was your pal Jane Doe. I got hit in the face by something. I don't even know what it was.
I think it was a brassiere.
She took off something and threw it at my head. Yeah. I was out just a few days after that because Richie Ramone came to town.
Wow.
You know, the original Ramones are all gone now.
Right.
But some of the replacement Ramones are still around, and I enjoy them. I saw C.J. Ramone last summer. He was their bass player after Dee Dee left. Remember, he was touring with the Aquabats guys last year.
Yes.
They were great. Well, Richie is on tour right now. Richie Ramone was the drummer that replaced Markey and then was replaced by Markey. Markey left.
All right.
Markey left for about 4 years, and Richie filled in that four-year span. So he was a real Ramone for several years.
Yeah.
He played on three of their albums in the mid-80s. He wrote some stuff with them. One or two of their better-known songs of that era, Richie wrote. And
they rewarded him by booting him out and bringing Markey back.
They brought back Markey.
No good deed goes unpunished, Richie Ramone.
I'm very happy that Richie is still out there as Richie Ramone. He kept the name. And yikes, he was amazing. They do lots of Ramones stuff, of course, plus a bunch of Richie's own stuff. Richie has a new record out called Cellophane. He's got this excellent punk rock band backing him up. He's got this crazy British girl on the bass. Her name's Claire Mistake, and she was awesome. Super cool show with Richie Ramone. I got to talk to him for a second after the show, and this is the first time I've ever met a Ramone, I realized.
That is cool.
And you know I love the Ramones.
True.
I saw the Ramones on their last tour, but that was not with Richie. That was, you know, Markey was back in the band by then. So this was my first time seeing Richie Ramone. And I recommend, if Richie comes to your town, you know, the Ramones are gone.
But the Richie remains.
I'm happy that Richie and CJ and Markey are still out there. There are always going to be Ramones tribute bands.
Yeah.
Around. We saw a good one. Speaking of Nikki and her burlesque shows, the last one that we went to was Nikki's CBGB's themed burlesque shows. We saw a Ramones tribute band at that show. Remember Warthog?
Yeah, I do remember Warthog.
And they were great. And there's a bunch of Ramones tribute bands out there. But while we have actual Ramones still creeping around in the wild, it's a good idea to go out and see them. Go support them.
See them.
Enjoy
yes.
some actual Ramones. Good stuff.
That's just about the soundest advice ever. Go see actual Ramones.
Yes. I saw one other thing recently that I wanted to bring up, and that was Ghostbusters.
Oh.
I saw the new Ghostbusters movie, and you have not seen this movie yet, right?
I have not seen it yet.
Yeah.
I intend to see it soon.
And we haven't talked about Ghostbusters very much, I don't think, you and I.
Really, we haven't.
And I have to confess that I'm not a Ghostbusters super fan. I like the Ghostbusters. I just never got way into it, and I feel like everybody I know got way into it.
I got way into it when I was a preteen. I had that experience where I saw the original Ghostbusters movie, not in the theater when it first came out, but
yeah.
a couple years later when it was available on VHS.
Sure.
And I didn't get why people liked it so much. Uh-huh. But it's because I wasn't getting the jokes much. Then Ghostbusters 2 came out. I thought that was great. It received a lot of criticism. It's not considered a blockbuster smash by any stretch. Then there was the cartoon on the TV at the time, which I was way into.
The real Ghostbusters.
Yes. And drinking Ecto Cooler.
Yeah.
There was no better juice box than Ecto Cooler.
So was this like glowing green stuff, like the slime?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, green Ecto Cooler.
Right. I don't think I ever had the pleasure of a tall, frosty glass of Ecto Cooler.
I could not go back to Fruit Punch after that. Ecto Cooler was the stuff, man.
Well, I think you've seen a lot more Ghostbusters than I have. Because my history with the Ghostbusters is I saw the first movie in 1984 when it came out in a theater once. And I haven't seen it since.
Wow.
Now it gets worse. Ghostbusters 2, that was 1989.
Right.
I saw the first Ghostbusters once. I saw the second Ghostbusters nuts.
Nuts.
I never went to see that one at all.
But how many times did you listen to that Bobby Brown song?
I vaguely remember the Bobby Brown song. Yeah. Yeah. I remember that being around.
I had that on single cassette and nice. Played it over and over and over.
I never watched the cartoon. So I've seen none of the real Ghostbusters cartoon. Real Ghostbusters was the one based on the movie. Then there was also Ghostbusters, which was the Filmation cartoon, completely unrelated.
Right. I watched that religiously, too.
Okay. With the monkey, the gorilla. And that was in the 70s. That was live action. Have you ever seen live action Ghostbusters?
No.
That was a live action Saturday morning show in the 70s, way before the movie. Okay. That's why Filmation owned the title.
I remember the cartoon.
Yeah.
Let's go, Ghostbusters. Yes. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yes, yes. You know what I did have back in the 80s, though? My goofy friends and I, we used to have these competitions. Who can buy the weirdest, stupidest thing? This is how we would amuse ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And one of us bought an album. It was an Alvin and the Chipmunks ripoff act called The Happy Hamsters.
Oh, wow.
It was a shameless ripoff of the Chipmunks, The Happy Hamsters, and this album. I don't know if they made a lot of Happy Hamsters albums, but the only one that we saw was called The Happy Hamsters Go Ghostbusting. And it came with a poster. And I put that poster up on my wall, and it was there for years. So I guess I wasn't a huge Ghostbusters fan, but I was much more of a Happy Hamsters Go Ghostbusting fan.
You were Happy Hamsters. Meanwhile, I was trying to affix straps to the vacuum cleaner at home so I could pretend I was wearing a proton pack.
Oh, that's cool. There was a kid in my junior high class, and this was right in the era of Ghostbusters. This would have been, 1984, 85. And for Halloween, he made a Ghostbusters costume. Was probably one of the first people to build their own Ghostbusters pack and costume. Every other day of the year, the same kid wore a jacket that had the titles of Duran Duran songs written all over it.
That's cool.
So every day of the year, he was wearing something pretty cool. But now we've got the new movie. New Ghostbusters movie.
And I haven't seen it yet, and I'm already wishing it could have come out when I was a kid. Because I wanted to be like them, but they were all guys.
Right, right. And the new movie, well, I was hearing a lot of people dreading this movie, and apparently a trailer came out that everybody hated.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, I don't watch trailers.
Yes, and that's for the best in this case.
I have not. It's always for the best. If the movie's good, I'm glad I didn't see the trailer because they spoil everything. And if the movie's bad, why would I waste my time watching a trailer for a bad movie?
Right.
So I don't watch trailers. But I heard people complaining about how dreadful the Ghostbusters trailer was. I haven't seen it. I still haven't seen it. Probably never will. But what I did hear about the new Ghostbusters movie was the cast was Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, Kate McKinnon, Leslie Jones. That's solid. I'm in right there.
Right.
I love those four women. They're hilarious. They're great. That's brilliant casting. Paul Feig directed this thing and co-wrote it. And I love Paul Feig. This is Freaks and Geeks. This is the creator of Freaks and Geeks, Paul Feig. So with those names attached, I don't care what people are saying about the trailer. I'm going to go see this movie. Then I hear everybody loves it.
Yep.
So, I think everyone's going to get on board with me. Just don't watch trailers. What good could possibly come of it?
Yeah. I have to giggle a little bit because I saw my brother's status on social media right before we recorded this podcast. And it said that he was going into the theater with an empty mind and an empty stomach, and let's see how it goes. I'm eager to see how he felt about it, and I'm also eager to get myself to the theater. And if I wasn't motivated before, I'm really motivated now.
Well, in the last few days, you have sort of become a Ghostbuster.
Yes.
I could not help but notice.
It's been fun. I've been chased by ghost lobsters.
There's an amazing picture of you, which appeared online recently.
Yes.
And this was by our friend TV's Kyle.
Yes,
right?
Kyle Carosa.
They used this for the Kyle and Luke Talk About Tunes podcast, right?
Yes, we should give episode 72 a plug.
I haven't heard this episode yet, but I assume they're talking about Ghostbusters on the show. But the art that goes along with this episode of Kyle and Luke Talk About Tunes is you.
As a Ghostbuster.
As a Ghostbuster with a ghost lobster.
That ghost lobster. I mean, I love how Kyle made me look like a Ghostbuster. He didn't realize it at the time, but that was a dream come true for me. Like I told you, I wish there had been girl Ghostbusters when I was growing
sure.
up. So, but now I get to be one. But even better than me in a Ghostbusters outfit was that ghost lobster. I am in love with the ghost lobster. What's a ghost lobster? Would it be a globster?
Yes. Well, I look forward to hearing that episode. And I thought the movie was terrific, by the way, so definitely check out the new Ghostbusters movie.
Can you give any highlights without being spoilery?
I like the part with the ghosts.
Okay.
And the lobsters. All right, you had one more thing for us today, I believe?
Yes.
What do you have?
I believe I might have mentioned in a recent episode that a new album was due for Moonhooch.
Moonhooch is a band, it's a bunch of guys with saxophones, and this is a band that we discovered opening for They Might Be Giants a couple of years ago.
Correct.
And you love them.
Oh, they are amazing. It's two guys with saxophones.
Okay. I always picture like 11 guys.
Well, the way that they make their sound so full, you would think there are a bunch.
There's only two guys. I know we go through this every time.
And then there's a drummer, and their music... It's dance music played on saxophones.
Yes.
Their new album is Red Sky. I got my hands on it last week, and I am in love, Kevin. The album is so good. A couple of my favorite tracks on it. There's one called Booty House that I really like. There's also a great song on there called Alien Invasion. And then there was another song that I found myself enjoying, and then I looked at the title, and it's a little too naughty to say. It's like too hot for flop talk, but there's another song on that album that will go unmentioned, but let's just say I like it a lot.
All right. Almost anything that anyone ever says is too naughty for this show.
Yeah.
We're so squeaky clean.
It's true. And I've already said Tara. I can't. I can't tell you what the name of the song is, but I thought it was pretty funny because I was like, oh, I like... insert naughty phrase here, and then I kind of blushed after I said it. So, Red Sky, Moon Hooch, have some.
All right. And you know what? Let's wrap up this show, and then once we're off the air, you can just scream whatever naughty things you want.
Okay.
The rest of the night.
Most people don't know that's what I do at the end of every show.
They just assume.
We call that Flopcast After Dark.
Yes. Only our Patreon subscribers get to hear that part.
Our website is flopcast.net. On Facebook, we're at facebook.com/flopcast. And Twitter, too. You can find us there. At Flopcast is our handle.
Yes. Oh, you know a great place for you to scream naughty things?
What?
How about in an elevator?
Yeah.
Later this week. You're totally not going to get arrested.
Talk about naughty things in an elevator.
That's the
plan. Don't tell people that it was our idea.
Yeah, give that a try.
Okay. Peace and cookies.
We're the Ghostbusters.
I'm Spencer. He's Tracy.
I'm Kong.
We're the Ghostbusters. We're clever, courageous, and strong. Your sleep has been haunted with whispers and rattlings.
The Monster Sci-Fi Show Podcast delivers the latest sci-fi news, plus movie and TV reviews with brilliant and insightful commentary. If you haven't listened to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast before, you will listen to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast now.
What, you think you're some kind of Jedi waving your hand around like that?
Watto, I'm telling everyone to listen to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will, including you.
No, they won't. I'm a Tidarian. Mind tricks don't work on me. Only money.
Okay, I don't have money, but please listen to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. sci-fi, from a certain point of view.
This summer, coming to a supermarket near you, there's going to be a great new high-C flavor with an outrageous fruit taste. And what are we going to call it? Ecto-Cooler. High-C Ecto-Cooler. Slimer's new fruit drink. You've been warned.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.